All right, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
What is the name of your company?
I'm a third-party call center.
Excuse me?
I'm a third-party call center.
Third-party call center?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I work for multiple companies.
Oh, because I have, I'm looking at my bank statement, and your number was on my bank statement with an amount of $56.95. Can you tell me what that was for?
Yes, ma'am. Could I have your zip code?
30813.
First and last name?
Tamara Cochran.
All right, thank you for that. I don't see anything here matching the zip code. Let's try the phone number.
706-469-7032.
Okay. All right, I found an account here, match your name. Could you please verify your address for me?
224 Hardy Drive, Unit A, Grovetown, Georgia, 30813.
All right, thank you. So give me 1 second. So it looks like there was a purchase here. It was for a KitchenAid mixer. You entered into a contest to win the product. You paid shipping and handling, and then you have to pay $56.95 for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club, which is the company that supplies that mixer.
Okay, and it was for a KitchenAid what?
Mixer.
Okay, I did not order no such thing.
Okay, so do you remember entering into a contest where you only paid $7.95 for the product?
No, I didn't even give you $7.95 for it. I don't know who done that, but it wasn't me.
Okay, so I can get the account canceled for you. Would you like to report it as fraud?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so just give me 1 second. Let me notate the account here. And I can go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department. So just give me 1 second.
All right, thank you. I'm going to have my number changed. It's good that I'm getting another account. They said I entered a contest for a KitchenAid mixer, and I did not do with it, no such thing. I mean, it says that I gave them $56.95. Then she also said that I gave them $7.95. That's right here. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and notate everything for you. Is there anything else I can do before I transfer you over?
Yes, I have one question. The $56.95 that's on here and the $7.95, is that going, I mean, did that come out of my bank account?
So all we know, well, all it shows here that it came off of the debit card. I can verify the card for you. What's the last 4 digits of the card that's attached to that account?
Okay.
Do you know the last 4 digits, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry. 1212.
Yes, ma'am. So that's the card we have on file. So I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department so that they can assist you with those charges. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. The transfer.